I guess that's you from the way you're answering it. Oh, the name is unfamiliar. It's Bill Shagger. I just wanted to apologize once again. You're running off without saying the fondest of farewells. I love you. You're a great guy. And funny and perceptive and talented. Look forward to our mutual success in the chance that it isn't. I would love to continue our relationship. Love you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that was a moment a couple of months ago.
It was
a beautiful spring evening here in Chicago, the only one we had.
I remember that day.
And we I'm walking through the park, and my phone rings with an LA area code. And I'm like, all right, I'm not going to answer it. And then that was the voicemail I got. And then I realized, why is William Shatner calling me?
It was such an odd thing.
Why? And why is he calling me Kevin? These are the questions that I had, and I think they were legitimate questions at the time. And then we realized the next day, Mr. Shatner called me again, and was again trying to get a hold of Kevin. And we tried to figure out on the air who could Kevin be.
Right, were guessing.
We had all these people in Kevin, in Hollywood named Kevin. Yep. It turns out
we were wrong.
It was Kevin Burns, and these guys worked together on this program called The Unexplained, which is premiering now, which is a good way to promote the whole thing. But I still do not understand how William Shatner, Bill, how did you get my phone number? Do we have any idea?
Yes, I do. Somebody told me you were a straightforward, good-looking, personable guy that could be trusted with a great deal of money. And I thought, why not talk to this guy? One of the few people that you can trust and that you could call by their first name, whose name is Kevin. Your real name is Kevin, by the way.
Yes, now it is. If Kirk says it is, it is. I don't know what to do.
The truth of the matter is, my lovely assistant, who's great, somehow put your number down for Kevin Burns. So I'm meeting Kevin Burns essentially for the first, or second, or third time. New relationship. We're starting a show together. It's all very tentative, but Kevin Burns is one of these terrific people. So I'm going to call Kevin and tell him how much I like him and what a great, brave new project we're starting. And I hear this violent voice. What a motherfucker! And I think, Jesus, that's not quite the... I thought this guy was quiet and distinguished and elegant, but apparently not.
Ro, why is your voicemail so yellish
and
mean?
Hey, it's Ro. Leave a message or something.
Why does Kevin Burns have this outrageous voice answering the phone? Probably to scare off actors who want to tell him how good he is. So I got no answer, right? So the next day, something else transpired. I think I lost him in a crowd. We were going to lunch together. So I called him again on the number and said, God, I lost you, but I'll meet you. And again, this violent voice answers the word, what the mother?
And again, it was an honor. The first time you left the message, you didn't leave your name, and I thought, my God, I know this voice from somewhere.
Right, you did say that. You said, wait a minute, there's something here, and you kept playing it for me, and playing like, yeah, that does sound familiar.
I know this guy. Who is this guy? He's in Hollywood. And
So it was so embarrassing to leave a message of some intimacy with a total stranger until I realized, what the hell? Who shouldn't know that Kevin Burns is this terrific guy? He's got this terrific show that we're premiering, and why not just go for it?
There you go. Yeah. There's your answer right there. Well, Kevin, we talked when this whole thing came out. You can go. I'm sure this is still up for podcasts. The whole, if you just Google William Shatner voicemail, our whole podcast comes up about that. So you'll find out what happened there. But Kevin is the director of this, The Unexplained. And now...
And the producer and the innovator, not only of The Unexplained, but of The Secrets of Oak Island and Ancient Aliens. Both hit shows on the History Channel, where, of course, The Unexplained has premiered, is in its third iteration, and is more popular than the lead-in. So that's all really, really good news.
That is good. That's Friday nights at 9 on the History Channel, Chicago time. What?
Chicago time, yeah.
Right. What?
That's 10 o'clock elsewhere.
Right, Eastern and Pacific. What?
Right.
Kevin, why don't you explain what this is?
This is the most bizarre situation I've ever found myself in.
Except that one in the hotel that you told me about.
Oh. Yes, but this is like a weird blind date. I mean, you would think this was some kind of a publicity setup, but trust me, it was not. I was totally blindsided, but thank you because, Ro, if it hadn't been for you, I would have never gotten those wonderful messages. And America wouldn't have gotten those messages either, which is more than embarrassing.
It's only in the Chicago area, Kevin. We have to do this again with every major station.
It's all over the place. I've had total strangers tell me that they've heard you profess your undying love for me publicly, and I'm the envy of every trekker.
I'll bet. I will bet that is true because God knows. When he's the most recognizable voice. It took me a little bit, but I finally figured it out. All right, let's talk a little bit more about the show. All right, so what is the Unexplained about?
Kevin, you want to take it first?
It is about those things that we live with every day, that are all around us, that no one, scientists and experts, have never been able to figure out. Weird anomalies of nature, of the world, of the brain, of human behavior, that don't make any sense. Whether or not, bizarre rituals, whether or not they work. Does voodoo work? Do exorcisms work? Life beyond death, people who believe they've had near-death experiences, and the facts behind it, which are incredible. We're finishing up one of the future episodes on incredible survivors, people who have survived death, been the only survivor of a plane crash that wiped out everyone but one person. And then why did that person live? Why did somebody live after falling 3 miles out of a plane without a parachute opening? And they lived to tell about it. So it's fact-based. But there are sometimes some very weird theories that we explore, but it's really cool stuff, and we could not have been luckier with the choice of narrator and host, because Mr. Shatner makes everything. He is the secret sauce. He is the spice on top of the hamburger. He makes every story sizzle better than we could have ever expected.
I thank you for that. The show also, in my mind, is about the inexplicable in our life. Everything around us is a secret. I mean, looking out into the stars is a whole secret. Looking inside your head is a whole secret. The world around you is so interconnected, and we don't understand it and don't realize it, that strange things happen that would be normal were it given an explanation, but we poor mortals don't know the answer to so many of the mysteries. We look out into space with our telescopes and our instruments, and we think we're looking at valid things, but what scientists, the cosmologists, know is that 95% of what we're looking at is hidden by dark energy and dark matter. We don't even know what they are. We've given them a name, but we don't know what it is and what it looks like. We're surrounded by mystery that and tantalizes us because it has no explanation.
I would also add, this originally started out to be a very different show that wasn't going to be hosted or narrated, and it was had a different title. And yet, when I worked with Mr. Shatner on an Ancient Aliens episode, he was nice enough to participate in our season finale last year, a big 2-hour special. And in the conversation we had, I realized that the one thing that he and I both had in common is that we're open-minded skeptics. We're very curious-minded. I would say he's got an edge on me, but his curiosity is boundless. And we started kind of riffing on the great questions that we each had about life and the mysteries of life and how the brain works and what happens to us when we die and the things that nobody's ever been able to figure out. And that really became the engine for this show. And it's wonderful when we work with them, and I work with a wonderful team of people. My other executive producer is a fellow, Rob O'Brien, who developed the show with me. And but when we're doing the recording of Mr. Shatner's voice, and he's very into the storytelling and the stories and reading the stories and challenging us and making us better. But he'll say, yes, yes, that's right, this is good. Yes, that's what I want to know. And I think if the audience, if people are curious, and thank God we've been on for 3 weeks now, three Fridays so far, and the show keeps doing better and better, and the ratings, the repeats are doing better. It's finding an audience of people that are excited, not only that he's on television in a weekly series, but that they have the same questions we do, and they're finding really cool answers to these mysteries.
So I think a season two is called for. I'm not a History Channel executive, but if I were, based on the metrics you just gave me, I got the green light on. You got William Shatner.
Right.
You got William Shatner. I've got him on my voicemail. You have him on television.
Well, we got our fingers crossed. It looks really good. Yeah, I keep reading things that intrigue me is the word that I love to use. Intriguing things like the medicine man for the Nez Perce tribe approaching Canada in the 1850s, and they slow down because they've got sick and wounded and old, and the medicine man says, "We've got to keep going to get to the Canadian border because I foresee the American army is going to kill us all." But the warriors say, "No, that's way far behind. We can take our time now. We've won." And, of course, the medicine man's vision becomes true. And it only reminds you of people who have had premonitions of things, and it becomes absolutely true. What's the explanation of that?
Yeah.
What is the intriguing explanation behind somebody knowing the future and saying it, and out loud it's documented and it comes to pass? How is that possible? Those are the kind of mysteries that we like to explore and try and find the possibility of some explanation.
Wow. All right.
That is fascinating.
I had no idea that we all tripped into this, but this is great that we did.
It is.
I'm very happy about that. All right. If you want to see this, it's on the History Channel, The Unexplained. It's Friday nights, 9 o'clock Chicago time in the Central, 10 o'clock Eastern Pacific, of course. And it is, it's William Shatner. Bill, why did you decide that this was an important project for you? I mean, we understand obviously why they wanted you, but why did you decide to do it?
Just what I said. I read a book by, his last name is McFarland, can't think of his first name, called Underground, and wherein he tells us about the caves that can barely be reached, that are black, that have 50,000-year-old paintings on the walls. How did that happen?
Yeah.
Don't you find that, stunning? And intriguing, and what's the explanation?
I find it stunning and intriguing when I wake up in the morning, so I'm with you on that.
The very fact that you're on the air. How did that happen?
I know. I'm with you.
Or the fact that you called him. Like, pocket dialed him.
Right.
And that it was meant to be.
So you want it. So this is about explaining. It's a great thing. If you are infinitely curious, as a lot of people are, that, you know, you just want to know the answers to things, and no one ever has a sufficient answer. You can go on the internet. You can find a lot of crack pottery. But every once in a while, you know, you want to sit down, you want to watch something that actually explains things. And so that's
the other part of this is we have to accept the fact that everybody wants to know. You either don't know and accept that we'll never know, or you know and you search for the meaning, or there's something in between, almost metaphysical, where you might never know the answer and you have to accept that.
Yeah. Well, that's 90% of everything that's in my brain. William Shatner, thank you so much. Kevin Burns, and again, the show is The Unexplained, 9 o'clock on the History Channel on Friday nights. Watch it. Write the letters to the History Channel and get it renewed for next season, because it sounds like it's quite a thing. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks,
guys. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
There you go. William Shatner and Kevin Burns. Let's check in now with Kim Gordon. What's going on in the news at the bottom of the hour?
Roe singer R. Kelly facing new charges in Minnesota.